I had a situation where I was kind of living, you know, like a monk in some ways. I was planning to move out to Hawaii. I was on my way out there for another trip, and at the last minute, I decided to cancel this and stay in New York where I was living. And meanwhile, I'd already subletted out my apartment, so I had nowhere to really be in New York. So I had to rent an apartment in Queens where I knew nobody, and I would just set aside huge blocks of time. Something about that new environment for me sparked the first couple of themes of this composition. You know, as those themes got created, it kind of generated the next step in the process. As it was developing, I realized this really needs to be in sonata form. I need to set this in a really traditional backdrop of a real traditional structure. Queens just felt like this big, wide open craziness that, you know, I just wasn't familiar with it at all. And I just felt sort of, it was a great period for me, really. It was one of the most creative periods, you know, that I can remember. And the one thing, I had very little of my own stuff sent there, but I had my piano brought into this tiny little apartment that I was staying in, and I just kind of secluded myself, even though I was in Queens, is really part of a, you know, the big city, but I felt like I was living on a mountaintop, for all I knew, and I just treated it that way. And that's kind of how this sonata was created.
And I guess just a little bit about how you were able to weave elements of jazz and Latin and classical composition all together for this sonata. Like, it's like a lot of pieces coming together to form this.
For me, it really was. It was kind of a very integrative, you know, experience, because it's really both of my identities musically being able to be present in one creative endeavor. Because other than that, you know, I'm usually either playing jazz or I'm performing classical recitals, concerts, you know, chamber music, you know, or I'm playing solo jazz and, you know, jazz ensembles. In this situation, this was really, until I really decided, well, this is what I'm going to do, there was no way to really integrate the two things. And to me, they just needed to be fused together. And I wanted to have this classical foundational backdrop of the, you know, a traditional structure, the sonata form. And why can't you have jazz sensibilities, jazz harmonies, jazz rhythms, and the percussiveness and the kind of running lines that you'd hear in a maybe a Latin jazz setting, set in the sort of canvas of a you know, classical sonata form.
Well, thank you so much for talking to me about the new album, and congratulations.
Sure, thank you.